Podcast, Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me is Jody Have-Not.
What's up, Joe? Andrew.
And Mr. Andrew Kiss.
Good night, moon. Good night, June. Good night, cow jumping over the moon.
Oh, I love you,
what
man.
What was that?
That's Christopher Walken singing reciting Good Night Moon from The Simpsons.
Nice.
It was on The Simpsons. Yeah.
I love how you pull these random ones out every week, man.
Yeah.
That's cool.
All over the place.
Christopher Walken is the man, and I have started. I'm 15 or 20 minutes into the new Joe Dirt movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man, it's not... I can honestly say I've laughed about half a dozen times already. Unfortunately, they're pulling out a lot of the old jokes, but the greatest part is that Brandy is in the movie.
Is it a remake or is it
no,
like
it's
a part?
No, it's a sequel.
Okay. I haven't even seen it.
Oh, God, it's so good. Anyway, I haven't watched a lot of it, but I'm going to keep going. Anyway, all right, thank you guys for listening. This is Podcast Rock City. If you don't know what our show is, basically it's just three dudes that love Kiss, and we sit around and talk about the news and then, you know, whatever comes up. And I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. We are now into the holidays where Christmas and Hanukkah and everything else is coming up. So
Christmas.
So we're going to be doing some fun shows in December. I want you guys to be prepared for that. Let's start with the news. You guys ready?
Yes, I'm.
All right. Alive 75. Yeah, thank you. Alive 75, the Kiss Tribute Band, will be playing December 5th. That's a Saturday in Stroudsburg, PA. And this is going to be really kind of one of those things that it's not just a band playing, you know. It's cool because they're going to have Kiss merch for sale. And J.R. Smalling is going to be there. Lydia Chris is going to be there. Len DeLizio, I know I'm saying his name. He was a photographer for Kiss in 74 and 75.
Wait.
Yeah.
What? Didn't this just happen? I mean, I just was on the Kiss room and it was live.
Well, I went on the news and it said December 5th.
See, that seems a little suspect to me.
Well,
because
now,
I mean, yeah. Did you listen to the latest Kiss room? Matt had all those guys there. They played at Monco.
Yeah.
And they were all there, and they're all. Is that the same? Or is it just they're doing it again?
Well, it says December 5th, and tickets are on sale. So. That's
weird.
All I got.
That's pretty cool.
If it's wrong, then whoever printed it out was wrong. I read it. And
where is it at?
I saw it on Kiss Asylum. You check it out while I keep going.
I am not by my computer, buddy.
Okay,
sorry.
That's all right.
No, I mean, I was just saying it just happened at Monco, too, right?
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
The same, so there, it's like a little touring thing now, or what?
I don't know. I guess so, man. You know, let's... I'm gonna check it out while we're sitting here. Let's see. Kiss Asylum. By the way, I love Kiss Asylum, and if you go there, you will enjoy their news. They really support the podcast and stuff like that. Kiss Asylum. There it is. I will be reading the story momentarily. Are we ready?
Sorry to derail us.
No, that's okay.
No. That's cool if they're doing it again, though.
Oh, and there's some new news here, too. Look, the Kiss Light Up Umbrella is out. I must have that.
I want the Gene Simmons doll that spits blood.
Yeah.
Wait, a Light Up Umbrella?
Yeah,
for
man.
Electronics in the rain?
Yeah. I think it's just the center pole that holds the umbrella, you know?
Still.
The pole lights up. Okay, so this is what it says.
It seems like a hazard, but okay.
Yeah. Okay, so this is what it says. The ultimate classic Kiss tribute reaches new heights as Alive 75 announces their biggest event thus far with a return to the Sherman Theater in Stroudsburg, PA on Saturday, December 5th, 2015. Huh? So
okay.
I guess they're doing it again.
Yeah.
You know, because
Michael's what? Matt's in like Bluebell, right?
Yeah, that was the other day.
Yeah, okay. I was just saying that's pretty cool that they're doing it again. They got the same I mean, JR was there last time, and Lynn and Lydia.
And guess who else is going to be there?
You.
Matt Porter.
Oh, hell yeah.
Who, by the way, he...
I love Matt Porter.
Yeah, I love Matt Porter. He just...
hope his back is feeling better. Yeah, he just injured something.
Yeah, he just took a heel turn. He went from being a good guy wrestler to a bad guy wrestler. He's so angry about falling down. So I told them, hey, man, you know. Anyway, if you guys want tickets to this, go to alive75.com. All the information is there. I hope you guys have fun. I really wish that I could have been there. Super Kiss fan Andy Moyen. I don't know if you guys know who he is, but he does this thing called the Bar Crawl on the Kiss cruises, and they try to raise money for charities here and there. And they announced that they raised $8,277.23 for Breast Cancer Research Foundation. That you're way to go, Andy. You guys should all be congratulated. That's awesome.
Oh yeah, man.
I'll tell you what, man, when KISS fans put their minds to something, they do it right, it gets, you know, it's perfect. Let's see. KISS Online, if you go there right now, they have all the new KISS tattoos. Some of them are really good. I don't know how, like, sometimes when I see the KISS tattoos and people take pictures of them and send them in, I go, man, I wouldn't have done that. But that's just me. They did announce that they're going to be doing, and the tickets are on sale now, February the 11th in South Dakota, Sioux Falls. KISS will be playing, and you got to wonder, is this going to be like a warm-up show or, you know, something to get ready for the summer? What do y'all think?
I don't know, man. It seems like they're kind of lulling out just a bit right now. What are they going to do? Well, I mean, maybe we'll get a new record. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. Summer, you know, is just a couple months after that, and announcing...
Yeah, I mean, should they be announcing the tour by now if they're going to tour in the States? Come on, I wish they would.
Yeah, I agree. We got to get them back up to Canada so Andrew can see them again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to see them for my own personal, selfish reasons. I want them to tour the U.S.
Yeah, I want to take my girlfriend. She's listening to this show right now and going, man, I need to see these guys. I started dating a guy that's a KISS fan, and you know, she knows more about KISS now than probably ever thought she would know in her life. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, same with my new girl, dude. I love turning someone on to KISS.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's great. And the next thing you know, they're in it forever. But then after you break up, they think about you every time and they cry, and it's terrible.
You know what's really funny? Amber was watching some KISS thing that I had on YouTube or something, and she saw a picture of Killers, and she's like, what's with the whole jazzercise look?
Yeah,
like jazzercise. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah, that's pretty funny. All right, so...
the Lost Richard Simmons KISS song.
Yeah. What's his videos? Dancing to the oldies or...
Sweating
to the oldies. Can you see them all God of Thundering, and that's what we call it, you know?
It's like the Paul Stanley workout, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, well, there we go.
Yep.
So dirty minds and clean bodies.
Clean bodies, absolutely. All right, so let's talk about... I had an idea of something I wanted to do with you guys where, word association. Like, when I'm with my son, like, I like to play word association with him, and he's kind of a smart aleck. So if I say volley, he says balls. See, that's the kind of thing. And in every word association I do with my son, it gives him the opportunity to say balls. So I'll go base, and he goes balls, and I'll go foot, and he says balls. And he thinks it's funny. So
that's funny.
Okay, so watch out for the video. Anyway, so this week I thought I'd do word association and see let's see what happens. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say a name of a person that has either been in KISS or been involved with KISS, and then you each will tell. I'll say Andrew, here's your name, blah blah blah. You tell me the first thing that jumps in your head, and then I'll ask you to explain why. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. I feel like this is like college, like word association. All right, so here we're going to start
like
with...
like a psychiatrist.
Yes, exactly.
There are no wrong answers, buddy.
Yes, we're about to find
this
out...
This is a safe environment.
We're about to find out a lot about Mr. KISS.
Why don't you just lie down on this couch?
Open your mouth. No.
And that's why I'm afraid to get the color yellow. Anyway, all right, continue.
All right, here we go. First word to be associated. I don't know what that means, but okay. Here we go. Mark St. John.
Hand.
Okay. Well, obviously, that's why. That's the first thing that comes to your mind because of his hand. But so is that all you got? I mean, you see what I'm saying? This is.
Well, I was gonna say wig as well, but you said the first thing that comes to your mind.
And that's good though. So, but is that strange?
I said math too.
That. Is that strange that the first thing that came to your mind was his hand instead of his guitar playing? Or I mean,
not really, because we bloody talk more about his inflated hand than his guitar playing. I could have said Bumblebee too. It sounds like a funny thing, so. I don't know. Really, that's what the first thing that anyone who talks about him talks about, his inflated hand.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. Okay, let's try another one. Jody.
Is this? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
Sure.
Peter Chris.
Ooh, I think of Power.
Power. Explain.
I don't know. I was just watching this thing the other day where he's like, you know, on that, I think it was on that British So It Goes, and they're like, he's talking about how he represents power and destruction because he's a drummer. And I don't know. It just, it's the first thing that popped in my mind.
That's good.
You know, when I think of Peter Chris, I always think, like, whenever I see video of him and stuff, I always think Trouble. And I don't know why. I just, like, I knew guys like him, you know, when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and you constantly hear about the Trouble. But, I mean, I didn't know him personally, so I'm only going by, obviously, you know, what other people have written and said. And, you know, but... All right.
Okay.
Let's try a different one. Yeah.
Well, let me do... We got to... You got to be included, so let me throw one at you.
All right.
How about Bob Kulick?
Kiss member.
Yeah?
Yeah, I always, you know, consider him a member of Kiss, even though he's never been actually in the band. And I think that he was important.
He's contributed more to some members of, or a member of Kiss. Former member of KISS. Yeah, I should really make sure I have the right thought before I say it out loud.
It's word association. It's
yeah,
good.
Man. It's all. There's no true. Wrong answers.
Associate some words, man.
Motherfucker.
All right.
Some fucking words.
Associate some motherfucking words.
I'm just associate a fucking fist on your dick.
So perfect. All right, here we go.
Anyway.
Andrew, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Bill O'Coin.
Mustache.
That's so funny. That's the first thing that comes to your mind.
I could have said freebase or power suit.
Yeah.
Do you like picture certain pictures? Like when you say everyone that you say, I just like a picture flashes in my head. I just picture Bill with like eating cornflakes and shit. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what. The picture that flashes into my head every time somebody says Bill O'Coin is the one where he's sitting at like a desk or something with all these, or maybe it's on a, I can't remember exactly, but because my brain is like mixing pictures, but it's like got all these Kiss puppets or something around
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You see
that? I see that one. What's funny is when you said Peter Chris earlier, I flashed to that. You know those four Dynasty posters that,
yes.
You know, like Peter has the little green booties on?
Yeah.
That's what flashed in my head when you said Peter Chris.
How funny.
Yeah.
So when you think of Bill O'Coin, the first thing that comes to your mind is a mustache.
The big porno stash, yeah.
The 70s porno stash.
Yeah.
I wonder, people listening right now are going, how did he not say genius, or you know what I mean? Or
well, it's the first thing that comes to your mind, so it's going to be a visual versus their personality trait,
yeah.
Isn't it?
I guess that's true.
Totally.
I guess that's
true. I thought it's like right away the first thing, that's how I...
No, yeah. No, you're doing it right. You're doing it right. Let's keep going.
It's all right. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine, Andrew.
It's a safe place.
Safety
okay, Jody. Here we go.
Yeah.
No loud noises.
Okay.
Ace Frehley.
I think it's smoking Les Paul right off the bat.
Right on.
That's the first thing that just like all those Kiss cards where he's just leaning back with the smoking Les Paul. That's just my first visual of Ace.
Isn't it interesting that, I mean, it's crazy how every person would have a different answer to these things. You know?
And it could change. Like, you could ask me in 10 minutes, and it might just flash something else in my head. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The one of the coolest things about this band is they have so many sides to them. You know, like today I was watching a video that somebody put online where Gene and Ace showed up at somebody's birth. It was like a TV show in Australia, and they showed up and brought like a boot or something signed, right? And right. It was really weird how, you know, Ace said, I had to come because I lost all that money on the plane. And I'm thinking to myself, what a weird thing to say. So did you gamble it away? Or, you know, he even looks at the guy and goes, I think the guy even looked at him and went, oh, I know about that. It's like, really? Ace lost money on the plane. How nice. Obviously, there's a joke there, but Ace is kind of a jokester, too, you know? And,
right.
It's really, really, really funny. All right, so let's see. All right, you can do me now. Or not do me, but you can give me...
Andrew, you're going to do Joe now.
All right.
Do me one more time.
Aw, that's a good song.
I think of that Belle Biv DeVoe Do Me song. Anyways.
Yeah, I love that song.
I'm worried associating everything now. I can't stop.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Lydia or Chris?
Balls.
Mm-hmm.
Balls?
No. Lydia, Chris?
Yeah.
Intruder.
Ah.
Intruder, huh? Explain.
I don't know. Everything that I hear, like, whenever I watch, it's almost like she was, the one interview that I always go back to when I hear about Lydia, and I've never interviewed her or talked to her or anything, but somebody always talks about that Paul Stanley interview where he talks about people that write books that make themselves more important than they were, you know? And I wonder if it's true. I don't know that it's true. I just wonder, you know, is it true? But everybody tells me that out of all the books ever written, hers is the best. Hers is the most, you know, but...
Well, look, dude, I mean, how many women could say they're on the back of Hotter Than Hell, right? That's pretty important.
That's pretty awesome.
That's cool. That's cool enough for me.
I wonder if when...
You know, she was around and took all those great photographs.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, I've never seen the book. I really want to see the book. It's on sale right now, too, if you guys don't know, for Christmas. Anyway.
If you've ever been on the internet, that book's always being, it's always on sale, right?
Right, yeah. But, you know, I wonder if the reason why stuff like that was said about her is because they were worried about what she was going to say.
Probably damage control.
Yeah.
Like before it happened.
Yeah.
Well... Also, think about all the bands you've been in. Suppose one of the guys in the band, like the drummer's girlfriend, put out a book about you. You would be like, she doesn't know anything about us. Like, you know what I mean? She was just around.
I'd be getting lawyers because I have a lot to hide.
It'd be like the dirt, huh?
Joe Dirt. There you go. It came full circle.
Mm-hmm. Totally good. Is that like, it's on DVD already?
Yeah,
or what?
No, it's no.
It's in theaters.
Netflix.
Oh, it's on Netflix?
Yeah. No, totally no, Crackle. Crackle. That's what
I'm gonna say. I'll totally watch it tonight.
Yeah.
Pop.
On Joe's recommendation.
Yeah.
Stay tuned next week for my review.
Yeah. let's see. All right, Andrew, you're next. Gene Simmons.
Tongue. It's an easy one.
Andrew's like lightning quick.
See, and here's the crazy part. If I were to say another name, it's really strange what's coming out of us, the first thing that we think of. Because, like, even if I were to say Dave Mustaine to Andrew, he would say...
Awesome.
See, now, this is
or
a good
ginger.
Point. Ginger. See, this is a good point. See, because now when you say awesome, you are obviously talking about his guitar playing and...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not his personality.
So far, nobody has mentioned between Peter, Ace, and Gene the ability to play their instruments. I find that interesting. I find that, like, it shouldn't be telling because it's not like they were poor musicians, but I guess they're no Dave Mustaine. But Dave Mustaine's no Kirk Hammett either, so, you know, we could have this battle.
Here we go. ding, ding, motherfuckers.
All right. So let's move on over to... Let's go back for a second. Tongue is the first thing that comes to mind. Not the vomiting blood, not the spitting fire, the tongue. Let me ask you this. Do you think that the fact that he, you know, stuck his tongue out and you know, did what he did, do you think that really made people sit back and go, what the hell, I got to watch this? Or do you think it was, you know, it had to be the entire package, but for you, the first thing that comes to your mind is his tongue. But do you think that was just a huge part of, you know, what made Gene, Gene?
I think that was a little part of what made Gene, like, it's the whole thing, but, like, that's the first thing that came to my mind. It might have been flying for you, so, yeah.
Right.
No. Well, it's like in every interview, they always mention his fucking tongue.
Yeah,
you know?
How it's like a cow's tongue.
It's been beat in your head tongue? Since you were a kid.
A cow.
A what tongue?
Right.
Cow. Why am I saying it weird?
No, it's what he said in the...
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Been hit in the head too many times. Let's move forward.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, let's see. Jodi, you're next. You ready?
Sure. Hit me.
Sean Delaney.
What was it?
Sean Delaney.
I think Deuce Move. I don't know why. This is the first thing that popped in my head.
The Deuce Move? Well, he helped them come up with that, right?
Right. I mean...
Paul refined it?
And Paul refined it.
I'm sorry, everyone.
That's great, though. No, I don't know. That's just the first thing is, you know, knowing that he, you know, basically invented all this cool shit that we love about the Kiss show. That was just the first one that... stood out and popped out.
Does that make you happy or disappoint you that it wasn't like out of the brainchild of Gene Simmons to spit fire or out of the brain of Paul Stanley to do that move and deuce? Or, you know, Gene always says, Bill says, oh, who's going to breathe fire? You know?
Right. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't really matter where the idea comes from to me, as long as it's kind of like what Kiss always says, as long as it's a good idea, right?
Right.
But I don't know. It's no different than, you know, Malcolm McLaurin manufacturing Sex Pistols. I don't know.
All right. Yeah, I get that. It's the same thing.
But see, for me, I think that even without the fire and some of the things and the deuce move, they still were totally kick-ass just on the musical merits. You know what I'm saying?
It's those little heightening things that make them even better.
It's just all those little things that pushed them over the edge to become the... you know, like the gods that they are. Mm-hmm. But I think even without that, they would have been fine. But, you know, I'm a big fan of their music, you know, first and foremost.
Right, right. That ultimately for especially older fans, you know, that's really the main thing that got you first, you know. Because most, you know, well, for me, I saw the album cover, but I had no idea that that's what the guys look like, you know, Love Gun or even Destroyer. It wasn't until after I heard it first and then saw it, and then somebody went, well, that's what the band looks like, you know.
Right.
So, okay, Jody, you could
hit me with one. Hit you with one. I'm going to hit you with Vinnie Vincent.
Sad. Sad's what comes to mind because... he could have been so much more.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, every last thing that I read, do you think that he was either the smartest person to ever be in Kiss by not signing a contract yet getting the money and everything else that came with it, or do you think that he was crazy?
A little column A, a little column B.
A little of both.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean... I just think that he kind of wasted his talent. But on the other side of that, you got to think about all the other bands and that by the time he left Kiss, he waited a couple years before the Invasion shit came out. And by the time the second record came out, all that hair metal shit was already pretty much done. You know what I mean? It was on the way out. Yeah. So it's like he went the way of like Warrant and Poison and all those bands. You know, it happens, but it is kind of sad because he was really and is really talented, you know?
Yeah.
But all that crazy shit you hear about, I'm just like, makes you kind of second guess even being a fan of like his music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you go online and you can find shit that he was involved with going back, way back, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you gotta sit back and go, what, you know, how did somebody with so much talent that was involved in so many things that became popular or whatever, you know, fall apart so bad? You gotta, the worst part about it is we're never gonna know. He is not writing a book. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you think we'll never hear from him again?
I don't think we're ever going to hear from him again. I think he's gone off the reservation. I hear in Tennessee. I hear that's where he is.
He's supposedly in Nashville living life as a woman.
Yeah.
It's the last rumor I've heard, yeah. Which is kind of bizarre.
With like family members or something taking care of him. You know, and I know...
It's crazy.
You know, we
Did
all...
You ever...
Yeah.
Have you ever listened to that episode of Cassius's show where he was in like this email thing with Vinny and like to do an interview? Do you guys remember that?
It was a while ago. Yeah, a
couple years ago. Yeah, but it was just like very bizarre how just dealing with him. And man, I wish we had Zinzak on just to kind of talk about Vinny because he knows all the really crazy shit.
Yeah,
but it's just kind of is really sad, his fate. You know what I'm saying? I think you're totally right on with that because he really wasted this gift that he has, you know.
And to be such an important member because he was important.
See, I don't subscribe to this whole thing of Vinnie Vincent saved Kiss or anything like that. But he was important, sure. But
I don't mean like as in he saved. I never felt like he saved Kiss. I mean like he wrote some really good songs, you know. And
oh hell yeah! But I think that as far as him saving Kiss, I don't think so. I think if they would have just went straight to Bruce and took the makeup off, same result. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was taking the makeup off that saved them the first time, and then weirdly, you know, putting it back on saved them again. So yeah. Anyways, sad about Vinnie Vincent, sure.
Yeah. You know, that's true. You know, I agree with you. I think that if they had taken the makeup off and done the Bruce Kulick thing, they would have had just as much popularity.
Yeah. I mean, there's some good songs on Lick It Up, but none of them really hits except Lick It Up, you know?
Right. All right. Let's see. Andrew, Eric Carr.
Hair.
Hair. He did have a lot of hair, didn't he?
Oh yeah, it was awesome too.
You know, finding out that in the God Gave Rock and Roll video that he was wearing a wig, you know, that's like the best wig I have ever seen. It looked so much like what Eric Carr really looked like.
Yeah, it was like exact. Right,
it was
on.
Exact. It's like, what did they spend on that? You know,
I heard that they got it from the like the set of The Wiz.
Oh really?
No, I'm just kidding.
What do you guys think of the have we yet talked about that the video that we were talking on the last show? We had to miss a week because we got scheduling problems, but the I video was for sale on eBay.
Yeah.
And it was going for $10,000 starting bid.
That seems excessive to me, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to see it, but I would not pay $10,000 for it.
I wondered, and I actually commented a couple of times, is why didn't they just figure out a way to put it on something like an iTunes-type deal where you pay a dollar and you could watch it, you know? Like on
That's
demand.
That's a great idea.
On demand. I mean...
Did it sell?
I don't think so.
So maybe whoever owns it
could still do that.
That.
So we
it's a great idea.
I mean, you put it
Andrew,
on...
I need you to say it.
It's a great idea. So it's a great idea.
Thank you. Sorry.
It's no, okay.
But I love that, though.
If he would have gone, I'm not going to sell this. I'm going to give it away. Everybody can watch it. It's just $1. Or 99 cents, you pay the dollar through PayPal or whatever, and you could watch it. And I think overnight, 8,000 people around the world would have spent the dollar.
I would. And watched
it. It would have made $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 immediately.
I'd even go as much as maybe $3, $4, or $5 to see it.
Yeah.
Because you would retain it on your iTunes, so you'd, like, you'd own the copy.
Yeah, see, they have.
But whoever did it, shit, that's a great fucking idea, man. That's what they should do with it. Because they would actually make profits, too.
Yeah, and it would be their video still. And people, like,
dude, people would go pay. To the bank, Joe. Get a loan, man. You could do this.
Yeah, that's just a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. But think, man, it is an investment.
If I had 10 grand, I think the first thing I would do was fly you two to me, and then we could go. Well, I wouldn't spend the money on a kiss video. I'd be hanging out with Jody and Andrew.
Aww.
I'm not kidding. Group hug. I'm being serious. There's a big group hug. Anyway,
that would be a blast, man. We have a blast.
All right.
We'll go to Chicago or something.
We'd be in jail. All right. Again. All right. No, Jody, it's your turn. You ready?
Sure.
Paul Stanley.
The king of rock and roll.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
See, and you mean that. Why?
I do mean that. I really believe that he is. I mean, Elvis was, but that was how many years ago? You feel me? I mean, who else could hold that besides Paul Stanley? It's just him.
You know, when I was thinking about this the other day, and it's kind of going back to Gene Simmons, but we, you know, with Paul Stanley, it's a little different. When you can name 50 lead singers of bands, you know, American bands, British bands, whatever, mix it up, it doesn't matter. From Freddie Mercury and on, right?
Okay. Right.
But when it comes to bass players, it's like if you go to people who aren't musicians, okay. And you say, you know, who's the most famous bass player of all time? Chances are you're going to hear Paul McCartney, right?
That's what I would have said.
Okay. But who else besides...
Or Sting.
Sting? Yeah, but Sting, I can't even put him in the same category as Gene Simmons.
Billy Sheehan.
No, but here's the thing, though. Can we put Billy Sheehan at the same level of fame-wise as Gene Simmons or a Paul McCartney?
You can put Sting at the same level, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Certainly
yeah.
More than Billy Sheehan.
Yeah.
Certainly. Yeah. Slightly.
So, but who else?
Peters.
You know, if I took a picture of Paul McCartney, Gene Simmons, and Sting...
Lemmy, yeah. Cliff Burton, maybe.
But even then,
not the general public. Right?
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Would the general public know?
The general public probably doesn't even know the difference between bass and guitar.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We found that out with that stupid movie that's coming out. The guy with the Gene Simmons 1977 guitar. It's so stupid. Anyway. All right, so let's do one more for me. And then, right. And then we'll do our Sweet 16.
Okay. All right. Hit him with one, Andrew. I think I gave him the last one. I got one, if not. Michael James Jackson.
Oh, I was going to say Tommy Thayer.
Tommy Thayer.
Yeah, Tommy Thayer. That's cool.
Or Michael James Jackson, whichever one you like.
Leader. I don't know. I think of him kind of as a leader, man. I always felt like anytime you ever look at these projects that were so important to KISS, whether it be the books or the videos, he led the way and put them together. And, you know,
Interesting. That's really cool. Because he was a fan. He was doing it for the fans.
You know, it's almost like, you know, when I said leader, you know, Lucky almost came to my out first, you know? Because I was like, oh, man, you know, Tommy Thayer is lucky.
He's a lucky dude. Fuck yeah. And you know, he knows it.
I watched that video, that movie today about that football player that Vince Papale, who in the movie Invincible, right? And he tried out for the Eagles, and he made it on the team, you know, a walk-on or whatever they call it, you know. And it's like totally amazing that one year he's sitting in the stands watching his football team, you know, and the next year he's on the field. And that's really what Tommy Thayer did, and it's really amazing.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, think about it from his point of view, being a Kiss fan. I mean, can you imagine? You know, it'd be like you going on stage every night with Kiss, or me, or Andrew, or anyone like you know that has grew up loving the band. It's like that movie Rockstar, dude.
Yeah, it really is. There was always that rumor that it was about Tommy Thayer.
I always heard it was about the priest dude.
Yeah, it's always about Tim Ripper Owens.
Yeah. I heard it was about Tommy Thayer. I heard it was about that other dude. It's just, it could be any of them. You know?
Sure.
It really could. All right, well, that was kind of fun, interesting, and different. I don't know if anybody...
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
If you have any thoughts on what we said, you can send your ideas to podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com. I haven't made you do that in a long time. I've been slipping.
You haven't.
Hey, don't forget.
I was hoping you wouldn't make me do that for a while, but whatever.
Don't forget that you can always go to podcastrockcity.com and you can see all of our or listen to all of our old shows. I have almost all of the Kiss videos ever made, you know, except for I, of course, which I don't have.
Intent.
Hint, hint. But if you want to send me one so I could just say I saw it, that'd be great.
Hey,
Christmas
whoever
present.
Owns it should shoot us a copy and we'll review it right here on the show.
Yeah, maybe we can get people to. Well, didn't Three Sides do this?
I don't know.
I think Three Sides did it and nobody still bought it. Anyway, all right. So let's do our Sweet 16. You took the time to make one. Let's knock it out. What's
okay,
the subject?
Sure. Subject is Ace Frehley Kiss Tunes, Sweet 16.
All right.
Ooh.
Cool.
Ooh. Booyah. Can I get an awk?
Awk! Yeah.
Thank you.
That was two terrible ones.
It's pretty groovy. How about round one? We got Rip It Out versus Hard Times.
I go Rip It Out.
Hard Times, but that was fucking. That's tough. It's still Hard Times.
I say Rip It Out takes it.
Oh, hamburgers.
That was a tough one. That's your favorite one, right, Andrew?
But I really love Rip It Out. But, yeah, Hard Times. Oh, well.
Okay. Well, how about Speeding Back to My Baby versus Two Sides of the Coin?
Speeding.
Yeah.
I always picture Katie Sagal singing that, even though it's not her.
Right. How about Rocket Ride versus Ozone?
Rocket Ride.
I go Ozone.
Do you? I think I gotta give it to Rocket Ride, man.
Okay.
So Rocket Ride will take that round. I'm in Need of Love versus Darklight.
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 All day long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about Save Your Love versus What's on Your Mind?
What's on Your Mind? I never liked Save Your Love.
Yeah, I go What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I'll go that one too.
That's such a cool one. I like the acoustic mixed in too. It sounds pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a tough one, but not that tough. Snowblind versus Shock Me.
Shock Me.
Yeah, I mean, Snowblind kicks ass, but you can't really beat Shock Me, I don't think.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, that's,
we'll find out.
We will. That we will. How about Talk to Me versus New York Groove?
Talk to Me.
New York Groove for me. But, you know, that is a cover, right?
I know, but I needed another one.
Okay, that's fine. I still go New York Groove.
You should have put solo, like, not Kiss solo, but actual solo on here.
Well, I thought about that, but then I would have made it a totally different list then. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah.
Would have turned it into an hour dilemma. Anywho.
Maybe we'll do one of the post-Kiss shit some other time. But I'm going to go Talk to Me, so New York Groove loses. Last round in round one, we got Fractured Mirror versus Torpedo Girl.
Fracture.
Oh, man, that's tough for me because I love Torpedo Girl. I'm going to go Torpedo Girl because of the bass line. And because Fractured Mirror has been part 2, part 3, part 5, part 60, part 65, and I get tired of that.
Right.
It's only 4 parts, Joe.
I know. I'm just
exaggerating for the purposes
yes.
of comedy.
Yeah,
I see.
Joe had to pay his dues at that camp just to hear the song.
Yeah,
so, I'm going to give it to Torpedo, man. Just
are you kidding right. me? No, he's not kidding.
No. You know I love Fractured Mirror, but...
You know who else loves Torpedo Girl?
Who?
Dave Mustaine.
Does he?
Really?
Yeah, he told me once.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Joe. Me too. Got a great kiss off for you. Torpedo girl.
It's like Dave Savage.
It's awesome.
Okay, so round two. You ready for this?
Yes.
Yes.
We got Rip It Out versus Speed and Back.
Rip It Out.
Rip It Out.
I would have went Speed and Back just because I really like
that. That's a good song, though, yeah.
I like that lick, man. That's heavy. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what about Rocket Ride versus Dark Light?
Dark Light.
Really?
Yeah.
I go Rocket Ride. Joe, tiebreaker.
Come on, Joe, maracas.
No, I got to go Rocket Ride.
No. Oh.
Damn, Sombrero loses.
Adios mio.
Speaking Canadian Spanish.
C-A.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. What about What's On Your Mind versus Shock Me?
Shock Me.
What's On... No, I'm kidding. Shock Me.
Yeah. Even though What's On Your Mind is fantastic.
It's a fantastic, but I mean, it's Shock Me.
Right.
I was going to shock you guys. Play safe.
Right.
Anywho...
How about Talk To Me versus Torpedo Girl?
Talk To Me.
Battle of the Unmasked Jams.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Torpedo Girl.
Really? I go Talk To Me.
Yeah.
Where'd you go, Andrew?
Talk to me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. Talk To Me. It always drives me crazy on the box
Shock
set.
Shock me.
It's cold, put on a sweater. I always hear that one here.
Me? <It's you>.
Me?
Okay, this is where are we at here?
See, we missed a week of getting together. We've missed each other.
Totally. We're
just BSing.
A little too much.
Nobody's even listening anymore, but we don't care.
No, they too know.
All right. So, final, almost the final round here. Rip It Out versus Rocket Ride.
Rip It Out.
I go Rocket Ride.
Solo and Rocket Ride.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So you're going Rocket Ride?
I'm going Rocket Ride.
All right, Rocket Ride.
And I love Rip It Out, man. I teach all my kids that song and the drums in it. Anton Figg's badass. And
have we had a unanimous one yet?
No.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Dark Light.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
But it's out now.
All right. So that leaves in this round Shock Me versus Talk To Me.
Shock Me.
Obviously.
Shock Me.
So it always comes down to these two, I guess. Rocket Ride versus Shock Me. Those are the two. Ooh. Signature ace, you know.
Shock Me.
Ooh. Dude, I'm going Rocket Ride. Like, really?
Oh, man, now I'm under pressure.
Joe's under pressure. Under pressure.
I'm going with Shock Me.
And Shock Me takes it.
Takes it.
All right, Peter Brady.
I wonder how many people are sitting back at home right now going, what the hell is wrong with you guys? You picked the wrong songs. That's the most awesome thing about these Sweet 16s is we never know where it's going to go.
It always ends up working out to be, like, even though we have all different random choices, it always ends up being the predictable answer. It's like science.
Yes.
Because when we did, like, Gene songs or something, it turned out to be Deuce. And then we do this, and it's Shock Me.
Dude, you want a real challenge? Let's do Peter Criss songs next.
Dude, it'll end up being blank at the end.
Yeah. Do we have to?
It's a tie. Fuck it.
Yeah.
To just evaporate into a cloud of white dust.
Yeah.
Good one.
Thank you.
All
so
right.
Let me ask you guys this.
Yeah.
I got one more
question.
Ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
Did you get to ask Andrew? What's up?
No, I did.
Sweet.
Yes. I'm very excited about this question because it's funny and I want all three of us to answer it. But of course, Andrew will answer it first. So if you guys don't know what this is, it's called our, well, hold on. It is time for our favorite part of the show.
Favorite part of the show.
Which is called Ask Andrew. And Andrew is our 22-year-old buddy, who's his real name is Kiss, and he's a Kiss fan. Imagine that. And because he's so young, people are always like, well, what does Andrew think of this? Because he missed this or he missed that or whatever. Anyway, you guys.
People look for me for answers.
Yes.
Don't ask me.
Yes.
I don't know.
All right.
Yes. So, so Bobby R. from Dallas, Texas.
Ah, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
From Dallas.
Are you a Cowboys fan, Bobby? Because if you are, we're going to totally suck at answering this. I am not a Dallas
fan. You guys sound like Hank Hill.
Hank Hill.
Bobby.
Hey, man, I live down where people sound like that. And I got,
it's not like that. I think Texas is nice.
I'll tell you what. There is nothing you guys will ever experience until the minute you come down to Georgia and meet a nice Southern peach with a nice Georgia accent. It is with a little skirt.
You feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
Are you getting hot, Andrew? Okay. Anyway,
hotter than Georgia asphalt, sailor.
That's right. All right. So here is the question, dear Andrew. My girlfriend does not like Kiss.
Oh,
do you think I should dump her?
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew, that's not really the question. I'm just kidding.
Okay. I'm joking, too.
I'm kidding. That's not. And, of course, Andrew's like, no, don't do that.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, here's the question. You ready? If every member, past and present, were in one room alive, so we can want to go there, and got into a fist fight, who would win?
Every member, sorry, just that's alive right now.
No. Of all past and present.
Past and present.
Okay. So Eric and Mark are in the equation.
Okay, who'd win?
Yes.
Fucking Ace. Either Ace or, wait, but how does that work? Are they all in?
They're like they're throwing down. They're just fighting it. Who's going to be the last man standing?
Like this is like before cocaine. Like they're all in.
Let's say they're all the same age, 25.
25. Okay, probably Ace or Peter because they used to be gangs and whatnot. I'd say Ace probably because he's taller as well. Like, but then again, Peter's just punching dick the whole time, so he's not.
He just fucked me up there.
Well, probably Ace, honestly. All right. Gene, like, he's got the height and weight, but, like, I don't think he really knows how to fight. Then again, I haven't seen him fight. Then again, I haven't seen any of them fight.
I don't know, man. I can't imagine that.
I've talked to myself.
I can't imagine that Paul's, like, a wuss, you know?
No, I wouldn't say he's, like, a wuss.
I think Eric Carr might take the cake. Grew up in the streets, same streets, but he had to stay in the streets a lot longer. So he wasn't pampered as quickly as Gene and Paul and Ace and Peter.
Yeah.
So, and he might just have like a stove wrench to fucking hit you with that.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Picture Eric, like not calling him like just like a wuss or but just I can't mentally pick, like he seems like he's the sweetest guy ever. I could not picture him.
Right.
Hitting anyone.
I think for me, I would go with Peter because I imagine that his Italian would come out of him and he would cheat in some way. So instead,
no, that's true. Yeah.
Stab somebody or some shit like that.
Then again, all that.
What are you saying? Italians cheat.
Hey, I'm Italian and I cheat. I'm letting you know right now. If you get in a fight with me, your dick is not off limits.
Punch a dick. Yeah,
punch a dick. Yeah. It's like, I'll tell you what.
Joe.
No, that's okay. I'll tell you what. This is an absolute true story. I was standing out. I worked at Pizza Hut, right? And there was this fucking kid that was always telling me about Taekwondo or some shit like that. And I was like, I don't know any of that, and I could kick your ass. And the guy was like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, come on. Why don't we just go outside, and you can hit me in the face as hard as you want or as much as you want. I said, you know, but I'm just going to show you how I don't need to know any of that. You know, I won't even take it personally, right? So we went outside, and I told the guy, it was a younger kid. He was probably 2 or 3 years younger than me. And I said to him, now listen, I know there's no rules in fighting. I said, but I want you to know I just had my knee redone. Just don't kick me in the knee. I don't care if you stick a finger in my fucking eyeball. Don't kick me in the knee, right?
Right.
And I said, go. Guess what that motherfucker did?
Kicked
me in my damn knee. So I got my hands on him, and I threw him into the street, and then I picked him up, and then I threw him into the bushes, and then I picked him up, and I threw him back into the street. And I picked him back up. I threw him back in the bushes. And then I held him down really hard. And I gave him the hardest purple nurple in American history because I didn't want to hit this kid and get fired. But I was severely pissed off that he kicked me in the knee. And so purple nurples, man. See, I'm Italian, and we'll even pull that shit out. Right now, people are going, what the fuck does this have to do with Peter Criss? Well, Peter Criss will purple nurple your ass.
Hit you with this big 13-incher right in the face.
Right in the fucking face. I'll purple you like a Smurf motherfucker.
I'm not going to comment on the fact that you just said WAP at the same time. That's fucked up. Anyway, all right. Well, look, this has been a lot of fun. Did you guys have fun?
Yep.
Yeah, that's great, man.
Great.
I love doing this show every week. We need to get back on the every week thing.
Yes, yes, I absolutely. I missed you guys very much. I hope that, you know, of course, Andrew's from Canada, so Thanksgiving was in October, but so it meant nothing to him. But to the rest of you, I hope you had a great time. Now, listen, everybody's going to be shopping. If you're listening to this show now and it's Monday and everybody's going to be shopping, go to Podcast Rock City and go to Amazon and shop for Cyber Monday or whatever the hell through our website. I can tell you that people are doing it. And although we haven't gotten any money from it yet, it's going to help us pay for the show, and we really appreciate it. It's really awesome. You're shopping anyway. You might as well help out Podcast Rock City. All right. I hate doing that. But anyway, Joe, do you have anything left to say?
Say hey, listeners. Thank you for listening.
Mr. Kiss.
Who am I?
No, it's where am I? I'm alive and well.
I'm alive and well. Where am I? All right.
No, I'm asking everyone.
Who are you? Oh, you're Ask Andrew.
Yes.
All right. Thank you guys very much for listening. Next week we'll have another awesome topic with more awesome news.
And... Well, let's not go that far.
It's kind of true.
We'll have a show for you.
We'll have a show. Anyway, and we're big fans of Kiss Podcasts, and every week we listen to tons of them. And you're going to hear the question. Yeah, let's start over. The commercials right after this show in 3, 2, 1.
Peace.
Greetings from Jandel Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party and you are invited. Right. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Kiss. You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
Wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some. For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your Podkissed. Every month, the Podkissed crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkissed.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkissed.
The Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
Kistery Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah.
Oh, f***.
Oh,
f***. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
Hey, everybody. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this... We'll be right back.
And you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll, and it's always free.
Hey, this is Nick, co-host of the Pod of Thunder, the only KISS podcast that breaks down the entire KISS song catalog one track at a time. Every week, we have a new song chosen at random, and we do our best to analyze it. We talk about KISS-related topics and non-KISS-related topics, all the while trying not to kill each other. If you like the sound of that, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and especially on iTunes. Pod of Thunder!
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan, with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation behind. We're going.